Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we haven't talked yet on this show about the unprecedented G20 meeting over the weekend. So many heads of state from the 20 biggest economies in the world called together by President Bush in Washington to coordinate a response to the fiscal crisis, financial crisis. It remains to be seen if they accomplished anything besides reassuring words. But we have a rare chance now to speak with Germany's former foreign minister, Joschka Fischer. Germany just became the second European country to go into recession from the crisis after Ireland, and he, for one, thinks his government isn't being Europe-wide enough. Mr. Fischer, it is a pleasure to have you on WNYC. Hello from New York.
It's a pleasure. Hello from Berlin.
The G20 meeting had an incredibly powerful roster, as you know, but did it accomplish anything towards solving the financial crisis?
Well, I think there was the deficit that the president-elect was not there, and I didn't expect that they will make decisions in the first meeting, but the negotiations will continue, and I think the G20 will be the future structure of the world in the 21st century. So I think it was an important meeting.
Future structure in the 21st century, because the G7 or G8, as has usually met, the eight largest economies, including Russia, it's just too limited?
No, that's the past. In this global crisis, it's quite clear that the West is not any longer strong enough to fix the problems without China, without India, without Brazil, and the others. So the world has changed. And at the end of the crisis, I think we will realize that power and opportunities were transferred from the West to the East. Asia is, and Brazil and Latin America, and even the Gulf states are more important than ever.
President Bush spoke out before the conference urging against too much new regulation that he said would slow growth. Was that a source of specific disagreement between the U.S. and most of the others, or do you think people were actually rolling their eyes because he was still talking about the importance of not regulating even after all this?
Well, I think we need a new regulation, because what we saw is that the system is self-destructive without clear control and regulations. It's not about to block the dynamics of the markets, but markets without control have the dynamic to destroy themselves.
Can you be specific about what kinds of regulations might be needed now?
Well, I think all the financial instruments must be under clear control, and the leveraging is another issue. I mean, there are good reasons why banks or other financial actors need a certain ratio of their capital, and this must be under control. Otherwise, we'll face similar problems or a similar severe global crisis as we do today.
I've read that for all that Europe likes to consider this crisis an American import, European countries also allowed very large ratio of debt to assets, and European investment banks were maybe even more over-leveraged than U.S. ones on average. Is that not the case? Do you know?
Well, I don't think that the blame game will help us. If you look, for example, to the car industry today, what we see is that this is a transatlantic car crisis, because if General Motors or Ford will go down into bankruptcy, this will have also a tremendous negative impact here in Europe, not only in Germany. We have GM here, we have Ford here in Spain and the UK, in many other European countries. So I think it would be wise to cooperate and not to play the game, the blame game in the transatlantic relationship.
In fact, I heard, tell me if I'm right, that Germany is bailing out a part of GM over there, Opel. Is that correct?
It's not decided now, but it would be a severe blow if GM would go down, because Opel is one of the key car companies here, and especially in my home state around Frankfurt, this would be a very severe blow. So they are negotiations with the federal and the state government for not a bailout, but for a loan guarantee about €1 billion.
You were critical last week of German Chancellor Angela Merkel for not taking a more decisive Europe-wide leadership role in the crisis as compared to Gordon Brown of the UK or Nicolas Sarkozy of France. What do you think Germany should have been doing?
Well, the problem was that at the beginning of the crisis, Germany is the biggest economy, so everybody was looking to Berlin, what will Berlin do? And Berlin was mostly dealing with our own problems, but our own problems are embedded in the European problems. It's the strongest economy. We are playing a certain leadership role, and I was not happy that our government was not in charge of European-wide approach. Now, fortunately, Nicolas Sarkozy invited the Eurogroup, and they reached a common understanding, and this was very important to contain the outfall of the financial crisis.
And with respect to Sarkozy, you agree with him, I gather, about the need for a European economic government because many individual countries are too small for the needed bailouts by themselves. But wouldn't that mean large transfers of wealth from German taxpayers to people in Iceland or wherever?
No. This is a completely different issue, and has nothing to do with dealing with the present crisis. What we need is we have the euro now, the common currency, not everywhere in the European Union. 15 member states have the common currency, and this is really a stronghold. I think we would be in a terrible situation without the euro if we would have the old-fashioned national currencies. And we have the European Central Bank, but now we'll face also the crisis in the real economy, not only on the financial markets. And this will create, I think, a very strong stress for the common currency without a closer cooperation of the economic and financial policies of the member states. That's exactly what we have to address now.
Former German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer is my guest on WNYC. What do you think of the election of Barack Obama?
Well, everybody was happy. Congratulations to the American people. This was, I think, a very, very exciting and moving moment. We all watched it on the TV late in the night or early in the morning.
We've been doing an informal online survey of our listeners on whether they want Hillary Clinton for Secretary of State. And as of a minute ago, it was 70 no, 35 yes. Totally informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific. What do you think of the idea of Hillary Clinton for Secretary of State?
Well, as far as I understand, this is the idea to have a cabinet of rivals, as a famous book is titled about
Lincoln,
the cabinet
Abraham Lincoln.
Of
Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln. And I think Hillary would be a great Secretary of State, no question about that.
Why?
Well, she is very experienced. She knows a lot of foreign leaders. She knows the issues. She's experienced in many crises in the Middle East or wherever. So from my point of view, she would fit perfectly to the job.
Are you hoping that President Obama might do anything differently from President Bush once he takes office, specifically with regard to the financial crisis?
Well, I hope he will do a lot differently. That's the point why he was elected. Obama was running for change in a very credible way and not for more of the same. So,
but specifically with respect to this crisis now.
Well, to the crisis, I think we are all, this is a huge challenge, and I cannot blame Paulson or Bush for the crisis management, because it's a challenge for everybody, and this is a dimension of crisis where I think it's very tough for any administration or any government to address these crises in the right way. So from my point of view, it will be very interesting to see how much resources Obama will really mobilize to address the challenges for the car industry, how many resources it will put into an initiative to restart the economy, and his ideas about future control of the financial system and the structure of the global financial system. There might be differences between Obama and Bush, because I think Obama wouldn't be so... So ideological as Bush in the question of control of the financial markets. I think he will have a more pragmatic approach.
And in France, President Sarkozy has proposed nationalizing a number of major French industries, not just the banks, to save them from going broke. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, in general, I think it's not a good idea, because if there is a collapse of a whole industrial sector, what will you do? I never dreamed about that at the end of the term of President Bush, he will nationalize or partly nationalize the American banking sector. He will nationalize the mortgage banks in the United States. I mean, come on, this is unbelievable.
Any reaction then to how the United States is going about its own bailout? Treasury Secretary Paulson has changed strategies 2 times already. Has he hit on the right one now, in your opinion, trying to loosen consumer and commercial credit?
Well, as I said before, the crisis develops, and there are new situations almost on a daily basis. Of course, it's hard, really, I mean, to find a strategy which really works, and therefore I'm not too critical about U-turns. You could see that also here in Europe with our government, with other governments. What we need now is, I think, to move on as fast as possible with these G20 initiative, new confidence could be created, and this needs a new financial, a global financial system, new principles, new oversights, new forms of control, and everybody is waiting now for a change of the guard in the White House.
Germany makes a lot of cars. Do you think it would be good for your country's industry in the long run if the big three in the United States were to fail?
I don't believe that the U.S. can allow that they will go down. I think from our point of view, and this is not, I mean, we are very, very well positioned in international competition, our car makers, and especially on the American markets. I'm more looking forward that they will produce different cars. I mean, to combine the climate crisis, the fight against climate change, with the recovery strategy, especially in the car sector, with cleaner cars, with more energy efficient cars. I think this is the challenge we face, not only in Europe but also in the United States. And there, I have some hopes that the crisis might be also an opportunity.
We have a minute left. Mr. Fischer, you are known in office as more pro-U.S. than Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, under whom you served. Do you think there is a reflexive, mindless anti-Americanism in Europe sometimes?
Well, as I used to say, you have the usual suspects. This will not change, but this is a minority. But the majority, especially of the younger generation, was not anti-American. They were anti-Bush. And there is not a huge difference between the mood in the younger generation in the U.S. and in Europe. And at the moment when it was clear that Obama was elected, I think the few, the perspective from European point of view about the United States changed completely, and is very positive today.
20 seconds. Do you think Europe will send more troops to Afghanistan because they like Obama and didn't like Bush?
No, I would be in favor if there is a need, but not only to send more, but lift the regional caveats that they can move and be used where they are needed, if, and a big if, sir, if everything is put on a table and we define a winning strategy together before.
Jaschka Fischer, the former foreign minister of Germany, thank you very much for talking with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
This program was produced by Nuala McGovern, with Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett, Nadia Zonis, and intern help from Michelle Legros. That's Debbie Daughtry at the audio controls. I should say Mrs. Debbie Fountain, excuse me. And still up on our website, do you want Hillary Clinton for Secretary of State? Answer the question and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show.